They overwhelmingly do not want us back in Annapolis for a special session because I think what's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I think they remember the special session of 07 and the historic taxes that were raised, and my constituents simply do not want additional taxes.
I'll ask you the same question. You know the numbers versus Democrats versus Republicans. The Democrats don't necessarily even need the Republicans to be here to do this. What can you do?
Oh, you're right. And it's I wish it weren't so, Robert, but you know it is. And we could truly not come and it would have the same result. But I would point directly to that fact and how dysfunctional the last session was. They have the overwhelming majority. They can pass anything they want with a supermajority, and they couldn't pass a budget. The one thing we're constitutionally mandated to do is pass a budget. We passed a budget, but it wasn't the budget package. And taxpayers are happy, even though the budget increases 2%, $700 million. That tax bill languished in the Senate and did not get out.
I've heard from Democratic leaders who say that these cuts, as they call them, are going to lead to increases on the county level. Now, County Executive Kamenetz proposed his budget last week, no tax increase, but again, the county council has to work on it. What do you say to that?
I think my two counties, Baltimore and Harford County, have been very responsible. They have either level funded and even cut taxes. So I wish that were an example to the state. And they could say, look, counties are hearing from people directly. They're responding and they're level funding and cutting. And for some reason, that message is not getting through here in Annapolis.